The register of the heating vent suddenly shot out of the floor. The boys looked at it in astonishment. And as they were looking, Cindy's head popped out of the vent.
"Hello," she said.
"Hey," shouted Jeffrey. "What the heck do you think you're doing?"
"Oh, just a little spying," she said. "I've been listening to you idiots for some time now, trying to make an accurate copy of something. Haven't you heard of tracing paper?"
"I have some."
"Just go away, Cindy. We don't need any help. And if you don't go back to your room, I'm going to lock you up in this vent and turn the heater on full blast." She responded with,
"But you wouldn't want to cook your rare comic books, would you? Perhaps I should get them out of the vent first."
Jeffrey froze. He couldn't let Stephen know that he was saving Donald Duck magazines and a bedwetting book at his age. Cindy had him good this time.
"Okay," he said.
"Get us some tracing paper and you can stay." Soon, they had their father's half of the mysterious note copied exactly, front and back.
"Well," said Jeffrey, "that was the easy part. Now, how are we going to learn what this means?"
There was a screeching sound, barely audible, coming from the intersection a block away. The boys completely ignored it. But Cindy jumped up from the floor on which she was sitting and said,
"That sounds like Dad's car. He must be coming home for lunch."
Her father's car was in dire need of a brake job, and she knew what that sound was.
"Quick," yelled Jeffrey. "We need to put this back. Give me a hand."
The three raced into the parents' room and found out why he needed help. There were contents of the safe all over the floor. The screeching sound of bad brakes was now coming from the driveway of their house. The kids crammed everything back into the safe and closed its door at the same time that the front door opened. The three of them then ran out and stood at the top of the stairs. This made them visible to Mr. Ferguson as soon as he rounded the hall corner.
Hi, Dr. Ferguson," said Stephen.
"Hi, Dad," said Cindy and Jeffrey.
Mr. Ferguson saw the most guilty-looking expressions he had seen in a long time. It was clear that the kids were unpleasantly surprised to see him. He toyed with them, saying,
"Well, kids, anything interesting happened today?"